It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Right on. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We are going to have Danny Cannell on talking college football natty tomorrow at 4 o'clock. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. Thank you to Greystone as well for being a part of this one, as they always are. Really appreciate that. I was going to talk about there, Wolchek. I was going to ask you something.
Okay.
Dawson, you haven't, Dawson, have you looked at Anthony Hill, the linebacker from Texas?
A little bit. Yeah, I thought.
Enough to be dangerous?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question then. Because there's a lot of, Vats Lombardi and I had this in our discussion this morning. On our podcast, and Vach brought up to me that he felt like that Anthony Hill was a better prospect than Allen was from Georgia.
If and you want a Mike linebacker, I agree. I think he's a better Mike than I think CJ Allen might be a better weak side linebacker. I think Anthony Hill is a true Mike. I think Allen has
the ability. So you got Allen as an outside linebacker more so than an inside linebacker?
Yeah, I do. I think
Georgia is where Allen's from.
And then Anthony Hill Jr., Denton Ryan in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, I think Anthony Hill, I mean, the size is there. The size is better than C.J. Allen. He's physical. I think he's a tremendous blitzer. I think him being able, and I think that's something that Texas fans complained about and might be a big reason why you now have Will Muschamp there and a new defensive coordinator because of the way that Anthony Hill was used this year.
Wow, that's inside information I would not be aware of or privy to. I see it the opposite. I think Allen is a classic middle linebacker in the middle of the field. He can plug the run. He can zone drop. I think Hill is up on the line of scrimmage and blitzing, and I think you already got him in Overshown.
It's funny that if you read the way my notes, and I was sitting there reading it, and I had Allen over Hill.
Yeah, I do too.
But when I read my notes, it's like Hill was a better player.
I didn't love Allen when I watched him. I really didn't. And he's a guy that everybody's kind of, he should be in the consideration at 20.
Everybody's talking about him as a mock at 20. And I'm kind of, and the more I got into it, and the linebacker, we agree, linebackers. Pretty damn important here, right?
Oh, and they need it badly. Yeah. And the thing is, he had a game against Florida that I watched where he dominated, and the tape was incredible.
That's Hill, right?
I'm talking about C.J. Allen out of Georgia. Yeah.
And maybe Hill didn't dominate Florida, just kind of didn't they go up and down the field on Texas that day?
They did. They did. But I thought that Hill was good against Ohio State. I thought he was good against Oklahoma. If you go back and watch him in the Peach Bowl against Arizona State, his 2024 tape is better than the 2025 tape for Hill. But for Allen, the Tennessee and Georgia Tech games I watched of him, I was like, it's just a little underwhelmed. I mean, he is probably the better overall athlete. And not probably, he is. He is a better overall athlete than what Anthony Hill Jr. is.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Hill Jr. to me, I might like him as a better pure linebacker.
See, that's the thing. The way that I was studying Allen. You know, and like I had some questions about, you know, the cover ability. I had some questions about, you know, the way that he was getting off the blocks and stuff like that a little bit. And it just seemed like to me that reading Hill, it sounded better. And that's what I hate. That's what I hate when all of a sudden I'm like, you know, you compare a couple of players and you go back and you read your notes and you're like going, did I put this guy too high? You know, is C.J. Allen, should C.J. Allen, I mean, and I have him in the second round on my board the way it is. So at 20 would make a lot of sense. But I just wondered if, like, that Hill overall would be a better fit for the Dallas Cowboys at 20 than who everybody's mocking C.J. Allen to, you know? I just wonder that.
I wonder how important it is right now for the Cowboys to find a savvy middle linebacker who's good with the zone dropping and is going to play against tight ends. I just see Anthony Hill as a heat-seeking missile who's really good at it. But, like, some of the middle linebacker stuff with, like, stacking and shedding blocks, I don't see him doing that. I see him knifing through, getting to the ball carrier. Like, taking risks to blow up plays more than being solid down in, down out.
It's funny that you say that because I wrote down in my notes he can play zone and he's got good awareness there. He can pick up tight ends in coverage, but he'll over-pursue and he has a tendency to run himself out of position or miss tackles.
He runs fast and he'll overrun some plays that way. So I was just curious of kind of how you guys how you saw that one with him, you know, particularly. I think
you need a quarterback of the defense, and he is like a weapon on defense.
I think he's a weapon too, and I wonder if he's a better weapon than
Allen.
Than Allen,
that would be awesome.
But I just say that because I keep seeing.
So you're putting him and Overshown on the field together, and you're happy about that?
A Hill?
Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Hill's a better pure linebacker than what Overshown is, and he's a better player. He's a bigger player. I do think Overshown, like, I didn't love the Overshown tape coming out of college.
Yeah.
But he's been awesome as a pro. And I think allowing him to play maybe strong side linebacker or weak side, I don't think he's a middle linebacker. I do think Anthony Hill is. I think C.J. Allen could be as well, to your point. I mean, I don't disagree. I just think he's got the flexibility to be an outside player.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Player, I see... I don't want to say the word finesse because that's not, you know, people take that. I wanted to see him play more physical sometimes. You see him being able to run the alley, make plays in space. He's a tremendous athlete that runs well. But I just wanted to see a physical player that plays a little bit faster. To me, sometimes I think, I don't know if he's thinking, I don't know if he's processing, and he's just kind of waiting for the play to develop in front of him. But I saw a little bit, I don't know if it was necessarily timidness or hesitancy, but it wasn't just like see it and go. You see more of that with Anthony Hill.
Yeah.
With C.J. Allen, I see a little bit more of like wait. Boom, fire.
I think it has something to do with the scheme because those...
That could absolutely... Because I don't know what he's been asked to do.
Those two-gap guys...
100% it could.
The way they're taught to read. Chief, I'm going to ask you a question about this guy. I watched this player at Miami, Keontae Scott, this corner.
Yes.
All right, Zach, you said you have not seen him yet, right?
I haven't, like, studied... Obviously, I've watched him play.
You watched him play.
But have not done my breakdown of him as a draft prospect yet.
I watched him this morning. He's a corner. And again, Dallas looking for corners. And I bring this up because Jerry specifically talked about Jordan Lewis in the nickel position.
Yeah, this is a nickel thoroughbred.
Okay, from your experience of watching the Canes... And what you think about him as a player? You got an opinion on that?
Yeah. I think he's a total dog. He's physical. He will tackle. They blitz him quite a bit.
Keontae Scott.
Yeah. He wears number zero for the Hurricanes. He's the one that had the big pick six versus Ohio State. Like the instincts jump off the screen to me. Physicality, TFLs in the backfield. Like when you're talking about a nickel corner, you got to be like a jack of all trades kind of guy. You got to be sticky in coverage, and then you also have to be able to play in the run game. And if you're good enough for it, the blitz element. Like I think he is sort of an all around kind of player when it comes to physicality, tackling, sticky in coverage, instincts, blitzing, and just like a crazy dog violent mentality. Like I think he encapsulates all of that.
I had a scout tell me about this guy. And I was curious. I don't think this guy's a corner.
He's a safety?
I think he's a strong safety.
Okay.
I think he's a strong safety. And I say this and I asked a buddy scout of mine that goes to Miami for the school. And I said, where do you play Keontae Scott at corner? You play him at corner or safety? And he said, a great question. I don't know if he has the smarts to be a full-time safety.
Okay.
The football smarts. I think I would keep him in the slot.
Hey, 6 feet, like
6 feet, 195. 92, yeah, okay. 92. And I said, I go, okay. And he goes, it's funny when you watch him, he does everything but cover guys.
Well, I do think a lot of his big plays have been TFLs, sacking the quarterback.
Yeah.
And then jumping some routes. I think he's been pretty good in coverage, but maybe some of his better plays are sort of around the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he goes, he's always blitzing. He's always flying around. The last thing he does is just cover.
Mm.
So I think that, to me,
that's exactly what you want in the corner.
That's but he plays really, really well. I mean, yeah.
Impressed watching him as a slot corner.
I thought, to me, I was thinking like, yeah, everybody's like talking about this guy as, but he's right. The big plays you see
mm-hmm.
are him.
Sure.
Him like being around the line of scrimmage, him blitzing, him tackling, him like playing the run.
It does sound like a strong safety.
I don't know. That's the thing about it is, but to me, like, here's a guy that, and you're talking about it, Chief. You talked about that interception he made.
Yeah, it was a huge play.
In the Ohio State game.
It turned the game.
You watched the Louisville game. You watched Scott playing the Louisville game. He knocks a ball loose. Like, Miami's dead. Miami's dead in the last 4 or 5 minutes of this game. And he makes a play where he knocks the ball loose, and Miami gets it, and then they're back. And then he makes the next series, he makes another tackle, like on third down, to get him off the field.
Yeah, he's a splash play kind of dude. Yeah. And, I mean, I've seen him be pretty sticky in coverage at times, but, I mean, I'll take your guy's word for it, who's scouting this thing out at a high level.
The guy, like you say, scouts are – sometimes, you know, you're right, sometimes you're wrong, but – His thought about it was like, how often do you see him really cover? Because there are so many splash plays. But I love the player. I just don't know where you
play him.
Where you play him? And I think that's tough. And you and Aisha did our show yesterday, the Stack, and we were talking about these safeties.
Yeah.
And we were kind of going through because, and you just mentioned earlier, we were talking about needing a safety.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, look, I'm praying for Downs to get to 12. In reality, it's probably going to be like Jenty and Teddaroa McMillan. In no world should Downs be on the clock, on the board for you when you're on the clock at 12. He's too good of a player. Somebody should be taking him, whether it's Washington or somebody else. So the problem now is that next litter of safeties, most of these guys are all going to go day two, second round.
Yeah.
So do you want to just say, screw it, I like a guy at 20 if you get stuck there, and you take him because you like him, or you just don't take one. And now, what are you going to do with the position? You've got to sign somebody in free agency, or maybe once we get more to day three players, there's a safety we like that they could look at in the fourth round. But that's where, like, the prospect of sliding back to get an extra pick. And, like, everything you want in a linebacker to me, Gavin, is Jacob Rodriguez. If you want a true middle linebacker that's a leader, field general, going to have everybody in the right position, is just always around the ball. Are there some warts to his game because of his size? Yes. But to me, he's the perfect blend of I can stop the run, I can also cover, and he's just a team captain,
so
leader kind of guy.
So you take him over Hill and Allen at 20, right?
Yeah, I think he's kind of a perfect blend between the two.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because he's got the same size as Allen. Hill's the bigger player. Right. But I think Rodriguez can do a little bit of everything. I know there's going to be teams that say he's a third rounder.
Yeah.
Because of his size, and there's just things.
He doesn't look like he's athletic enough. He looks like a great college linebacker.
He's sneaky athletic. But I think he's going to test pretty well. Nice. I think he's going to test better than people think he will coming up here at the combine.
Sometimes body composition can be mistelling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate you guys. I just like to say the Scott thing kind of threw me off a little bit because when I thought everybody's saying nickel corner, nickel corner, nickel corner, and I was kind of like, let me see nickel corner cover, and I wonder. I think he probably can, you know, but I wasn't really sure. I think he's more of like the way he plays. He's really like Dan Quinn. Would he use this guy like a box kind of safety is what he would have done.
Yeah, I mean, open field tackling.
Yeah.
He's a stud. He's physical.
Yeah.
I watched the SMU game.
Yeah.
Watch the SMU game. I think you'll see a couple of plays in there where
he's covering a little bit more.
He's going man-to-man.
Yeah,
he had an interception playing zone coverage versus Syracuse.
He was great against Texas A&M. He really, really was.
Yeah,
he had some great plays. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Brought us Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 in the G-Bag Nation.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.